In summary, we've had a chance to evaluate the effect of excessive daytime sleepiness on quality of life in patients with narcolepsy and obstructive sleep apnea. Patients with narcolepsy have profound daytime sleepiness, and obstructive sleep apnea represents one of the most common medical conditions to cause excessive sleepiness. What we know is, despite therapy, many patients still have excessive daytime sleepiness. We evaluated the impact of excessive sleepiness on quality of life, workplace performance, social functioning, and overall well-being. In addition, we had a chance to look at novel new therapies, one of which is solriamfetol. Solriamfetol is a novel dopamine norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor. It has been shown to be effective in treating excessive daytime sleepiness in narcolepsy patients, as well as patients with obstructive sleep apnea. We recognize that solriamfetol does not treat obstructive apnea, but treats the excessive sleepiness. It is not approved to treat cataplexy. In addition, we looked at sodium oxybate, which is now approved to treat excessive daytime sleepiness and or cataplexy in the pediatric population, age 7 and above. Sodium oxybate is typically titrated to effect and does have sedating properties. It does have potential other side effects, so it's very important as a clinician to know how to dose properly and to titrate properly, understand the pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics to improve adherence and minimize side effects. We also looked at pitolisant, which is a novel new molecule. It is an inverse agonist antagonist of the H3 receptor, which in turn upregulates the H1 receptor in the brain. This does enhance daytime function by reducing excessive sleepiness in narcolepsy patients. It was approved several years ago in Europe to treat excessive sleepiness and cataplexy in narcolepsy, and now is approved in the U.S. to treat excessive daytime sleepiness in narcolepsy patients. So, in summary, it's important for us to recognize excessive daytime sleepiness and its impact on quality of life. It also is important for us to recognize novel new therapies as we address our patients and their concerns in terms of their function and excessive daytime sleepiness. Thank you very much.